Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. This is episode number 40, and it's going to be a big one, a really big one.
And it's a listener suggestion episode.
It sure is. Every 5 episodes, we get curious about a topic suggested by a listener. And this episode is no different.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Our mail this week is an email sent to us all the way back in February from fans in Melbourne, Australia.
We are so lucky to have fans all the way in Australia.
I know, it's really amazing. It turns out that we have more listeners in Australia than any other country outside of the United States, and we've received a couple of emails from Australia. This one comes from Jessica and 6-year-old Oslo. It says, Olivia, I have listened to all your podcasts twice already. How about you get curious about megalodons? I just can't get enough of them. They are ancient and scary and huge. Or maybe ancient giant animals of the sea. I love your show, Oslo.
Thanks so much for the email, Oslo. This week we are getting curious about megalodons for you.
I have to admit that when we got this email from Oslo, I was a bit nervous. The only thing I knew about megalodons before receiving this email was that they were really big sharks that are extinct.
But that's not enough to fill up a podcast episode.
You're right about that. Megalodons were really big, so it wouldn't be fair to do a teeny tiny episode about them. Megalodon is a funny word. Let's learn what it means.
Megalodon means big tooth in Greek.
The prefix megalo means abnormally large or huge. The suffix don means tooth. I would say that big tooth is a really good name for these giant sharks. Since we're discussing their teeth, why don't you tell us the question of the week?
Which animal had the most powerful bite? Megalodons or dinosaurs?
Oh boy, that's a good one. We are going to learn a lot about their teeth before this episode is through.
How big were the megalodons?
They were enormous. There is a lot of debate about exactly how big they were. Today, many experts believe that the biggest megalodons were about 60 feet long, and the average megalodons were about 35 feet long.
Is that bigger than a great white shark?
Sure is. The largest great white shark ever recorded was 20 feet long. So megalodons could be as much as 3 times larger than the largest great white.
Did megalodons look like great white sharks?
It's hard to say. Once again, scientists are not 100% sure. Many scientists believe they looked a lot like great white sharks, while others think they probably looked more like whale sharks or basking sharks.
Why don't megalodons exist anymore?
There are 2 reasons why scientists believe they don't exist anymore. The first is that the oceans got so cold a long, long time ago that many of the animals that the megalodon counted on for food didn't survive. The cold oceans would have also made it very hard for the megalodon to reproduce and have babies. The second and more popular theory is that other animals started to pop up, like killer whales and great white sharks, and those other predators feasted on all the animals the megalodons used to eat.
What did megalodons eat when they were around?
Just about anything, but they preferred large meals like whales, large fish, or other sharks. Because they were so big, they probably needed to eat more than 2,500 pounds of food per day just to stay healthy. So when the other big predators like the killer whales and great white sharks came around, the megalodons couldn't get enough food to live.
How can we be sure if megalodons really existed?
Well, if you listened to our Curious About Dinosaurs episode, you can probably guess how we know that. It's because we have discovered fossils to suggest the megalodon existed.
And most of this discovered fossils are teeth.
That's right. Lots of megalodon teeth have been discovered. In fact, in 1989, just 30 years ago, a full set of megalodon teeth were discovered in Japan. Using the size of the discovered teeth, scientists started to estimate how big the megalodon must have been. Megalodon teeth can measure more than 7 inches long.
I guess it's safe to say those teeth did not come from a goldfish.
Haha, that's definitely true. I bet you can't guess how many teeth the megalodon had.
I'm going to guess the megalodon had 1,000 teeth.
That's pretty close. Just kidding. The megalodon had about 276 teeth in its mouth.
How is that even possible?
Well, get ready for this little tidbit. It was possible for the megalodon to stuff 276 teeth in its mouth because it had 5 rows of teeth.
What in the world?
I know. And as if the megalodon wasn't scary enough, did you know that their teeth were serrated?
What does the word serrated mean?
It means that there were grooves in its teeth that allowed the teeth to tear into its food. Knives are also serrated for the same reason. Knives are serrated because it allows us to cut our food easier. So, long story short, megalodons had about 276 teeth arranged in 5 rows, and the teeth were serrated.
Yikes, they must have been very scary.
They probably were. So this is probably a good time to revisit the question of the week. If you had to guess which animal had a stronger bite, would you guess a megalodon or a T-Rex?
I'm going to guess a megalodon because it's bigger than a T-Rex. It has, I'm guessing it has stronger teeth than a T-Rex. And he's pretty much more scary than a T-Rex.
That's a great answer, Olivia. The answer is megalodon. And it isn't that close. The T-Rex had a maximum bite force of almost 8,000 pounds per square inch, which is crazy. The megalodon had a bite force of about 40,000 pounds per square inch, which puts the T-Rex to shame. In fact, scientists believed that megalodons were so big and that they had a bite so strong, they would have been able to bite a whale in half.
Are there any animals today that have a bite as strong as a megalodon?
Not a chance. Do you want to take a guess which animals today have the strongest bite?
I think a hippopotamus and a crocodile.
Those are both great answers, and both of them are in the top 10. The strongest bite today belongs to the crocodile. The saltwater crocodile has a measured bite of 3,960 pounds per square inch, which is less than half as strong as a T-Rex. I think Olivia is celebrating right now because she had the right answer. Other animals in the top 10 for bite strength of living animals include the hippopotamus with a bite force of 1,825 pounds per square inch, the gorilla with a bite force of 1,300 pounds per square inch, the tiger with a bite force of 1,050 pounds per square inch, and the lion with a bite force of 650 pounds per square inch.
How does a human bite compare with all these animals?
The maximum force of a human bite is 160 pounds per square inch. So the megalodon bite was 250 times stronger than a human bite. That is intense.
Before we say goodbye to today's episode, we have to give Oswald another surprise.
That's right. There is another awesome extinct animal that I had never heard of until I did research for this episode. But it's a pretty cool animal, and it just so happens that it lived in southern Australia until about 50,000 years ago.
It's called the Megalania.
Megalania translates to ancient great roamer. It was a gigantic lizard. These things were huge and could grow to at least 18 feet, or 5.5 meters long. To make it even more frightening, it's possible that the megalania were venomous, which means that their bite may have contained poison. And if Jessica and Oslo, or any of our other listeners that either live in or visit Melbourne, Australia, want to know what a megalania looked like, you don't have to travel very far.
There is a megalania skeleton on the steps of a Melbourne museum.
Yeah, so go check that out. That's a wrap for this week's episode. Thanks to our pals in Melbourne, Australia for the really fun episode topic.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast on megalodons number 40. I hope you like listening to this week's podcast, Oslo.
Great job, Olivia. Do you want to give us a topic to get curious about? It's really easy to do so. Just have mommy or daddy send us an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. We love reading emails and chatting with our listeners. Also, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon for tons of extra Curious Kid podcast content. Make sure you subscribe to Curious Kid Podcast so you are notified every Sunday morning when our new episodes come out. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.